Quammen City Supply, Frontier Bank, Farm Bureau Financial, Dins Country Meats, Johnson County Hospital, Armbruster Motor Company, and Midland Genetics.
One in the state coming into the ball game with a record of 23 wins, just three losses on the year. Osceola comes in here. The Bulldogs, they are 12-11 on the season. This is a rematch from last year's district final where Sagart took on the Osceola Bulldogs and came away with the win, went on to win a state title after that game up at Palmyra last year in the district final. Tonight, Osceola comes in here. A couple of notes on Osceola that I looked at, just looking at their record. Osceola has no wins against an opponent with a winning record this season. They're 0-10 against teams that have winning records. So that's a check mark on the Irish side, I guess. Sagart, they are 13-3 versus teams with winning records on the year. Two check marks in their column. The Bulldogs come in here, orange and black. The Irish in the green and black tonight, and white. And they are hosting this district final. And also, over on sister station, Sunny 101.3, it is the Johnson Brock Eagles taking on the BDS Eagles, a bunch of Eagles. And that game tonight up at Johnson Brock, Randy Gatula is up there. He'll bring you that action. We'll also be receiving score updates from the Elmwood Murdoch versus Sterling Jets game in the girls' district finals tonight going on up at Elmwood Murdoch. We'll be keeping track of all that for you here during tonight's ball game. Also coming up next week, there are no boys' district finals tomorrow because, it wasn't very many games that got postponed because of the weather last night, but I think maybe one in D1 and a couple in D2 on the boys' side that everybody else got to play. So the official pairings will come out tomorrow. It appears at this point that Johnson Brock will be home on Monday night in a district final. It appears Auburn will be home Monday or Tuesday. We're thinking Monday on that. Don't know for sure. None is official. And Sagart going to be traveling. The Irish will be on the road playing possibly either Potter, Dix, or Mullen, depending on the outcome of the games tonight and how those go. But the Irish are going to be traveling probably to Grand Island, maybe Kearney, somewhere like that, for a district final probably on Tuesday. And then the state tournament for the girls starts next week, Wednesday, for D1 schools. And D2 schools like Sagart, it would be on Thursday of next week. So you're caught up with the preliminaries. We'll come back. We'll talk more specifically about this matchup between Sagart and the Osceola Bulldogs coming up after this two-minute break on KTNC.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska's soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Chris McCorney, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're a community medical center, every day making a difference.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call.
Back here at Thrill Activity Center, let's take a look at the starting lineup tonight. First of all, for the Osceola Bulldogs and their coach, Brett Webster, he will go tonight with this starting five, Emerson Prososki. Prososki, a 5'2" freshman, averaged 3.9 points per game. 5'7" junior, Rory Weissman. Rory Weissman averages 5 points and 4.8 rebounds per contest. Savannah Bodine is a 5'8" sophomore, averaging 1.8 points a game. Emma Roberts is a 5'9" junior. She averages 10.8 points and 6.7 rebounds a game. And Courtney Sunday, a 5'10" junior, averages 6 points and 4.4 rebounds per game for the Osceola Bulldogs. They score 35.1 points per game. They average almost 20 turnovers a game. They allow 35 points per game. So we're going to have the national anthem. While they're going to do that, we'll take another 2 minute timeout and be back on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit NSAAhome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc., at the American Family Insurance Office in Falls City or Auburn.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we're back here at the Roy Activity Center. Starting tonight for Sacred Heart for Coach Luke Sano's team, 23-3 on the year. 5'8" senior Olivia Eichhoff, averaging 8.6 per game on the season and grabbing more than 4.5 rebounds per game on the season for Sacred Heart. Delaney Witts, a 5'4" senior for Sacred Heart, coming to the ball game tonight, averaging 8.5 points per game. Shooting 33% from behind the three-point line on the year and 75% from the free-throw line. Gentry Lechtenberg is a 5'8" sophomore. She averages 8.2 points per game on the season for Sacred Heart. She shoots 59% from two-point range and also averages 5.5 rebounds per game. Jessica Berger, 5'10" senior, coming into the ball game, averaging 14.5 points per contest on the year, to go along with 7.9 rebounds to lead the Irish in both departments on the season. And the fifth starter, Macy Keller, a 6-foot senior, Macy averaging 5.6 points and 5.2 rebounds per game for the Irish coming into tonight's district final here at the Rowe Activity Center. Earlier tonight, in a district final in D2, Layton defeated Parkview Christian. Parkview Christian knocked out of the state tournament. They're a top 10 ranked team. They lose to Layton 46-29. 46-29. Layton will advance to the state tournament as they knock off Parkview Christian tonight in a girls district final. So we do have that one finished up. They've got everybody lined up here. The non-starters have been introduced for the squad from Osceola. St. Hart non-starters being introduced right now. Then we'll introduce the starters. Then we'll tip it off here tonight after row activities. And boy, what a crowd here tonight. It is packed in here, as you would expect for a district final. But it's a big crowd here tonight for St. Hart. Most of my fans, of course, Osceola, well represented here, but they've got a way to travel just under the 180-mile mark that gets the game to a neutral location where both teams have to travel. All right, ready to go here as we get the Irish non-starters introduced. Now it's time to introduce the starters for tonight's ball game. And we'll have scores coming in from Johnson, where Johnson Brock is taking on Green Davenport Chicklet. Also from the Elmwood Murdoch and Sterling game, that is also coming up for tonight's contest here in a district final. Getting everybody lined up and ready to go here. Jessica Wurtenberger being introduced to the crowd on hand here tonight. She is having quite a season. As we said, leading the team in both scoring and rebounding to this point of the season. Wurtenberger is now number 15 in a couple of impressive categories. For City Hart, she is at number 15 in single season scoring with her 362 points she scored this year. She's also number 15 on the career scoring list for City Hart now with 854 points. And we should be ready to get things underway. Teams go to their respective benches, huddle up with their coaches one more time, and we're going to be set to go. It's crowded here. They are starting to put people upstairs here at the Rowe Activity Center, which is unusual. They don't normally do that, but they are doing it here tonight, moving some people up here to watch the ball game from the upper deck where we sit for all the basketball games. Stepping into the center circle, Gentry Lechtenberg for Sagan Hart, jumping it up in there against Emma Roberts. Sagan Hart, the home team, going right to left toward the west bucket. Lechtenberg will control the tip to Delaney Witt, and we are underway here at the Rowe Activity Center tonight. Delaney Witt moving the ball to the top of the key. Off it goes to Keller. Macy looking. Goes left side now. Wurtenberger moving in. Coach Webster down there playing defense already for Osceola. He is up and moving. And all the way around the defense from the left to the right side. Wurtenberger gets the left, and the Irish are up 2-0. She started on the left side, went around the free throw line, down the right side of the lane, and in the bucket it goes. 2-0 Sagan Hart to the front court. Now Emma Roberts, their leading scorer. She moves to the right. She lost the basketball. Out of bounds it goes. It will belong to the Irish on the turnover. Osceola showing a little pressure. They have a girl playing, they're following Olivia Eichhoff everywhere she goes. She's playing man-to-man. Yep. Witt will hand off to Wurtenberger. Now it goes to Eichhoff, the Irish point guard. Moves over, gets a screen. Down the lane she goes. Right side, off the glass. Same shot. This time it is going to be Olivia Eichhoff with a two. And the Irish are up quickly, 4-0, a minute into the ballgame. Osceola to the front court with it in the hands of Wiesman. Wiesman will take it back out top. Now swing it right side to Prasoski. Double team, gets the ball away now down to Bodine. Bodine goes in. We've got a held ball. That will stay on the end with Osceola on the alternating possession. Triggering in from the baseline will be Rory Wiesman, a 5'7 junior. They bring it around, looking, take it out top beyond the three-point line now to Bodine. Modine will hold the basketball, looks right, looks left, nowhere to go. Finally goes over the top left to Roberts. Shayhart playing man-to-man defense. Lechtenberg on Roberts, their leading scorer. He draws the leading scorer most nights. Out across, it drops a skip pass over there to Prasoski. Gets the ball away and now to Courtney Sunday. Sunday will give it up and a three-pointer on the way up and good from the right side of the circle by Rory Wiesman. Wiesman makes it a 4-3 ball game, and we move the ball to the front now. Delaney Witt moving to the left side with it. Now down the left side of the lane. She goes all the way to the baseline, gives up there. Lechtenberg drives to the paint. Shot is blocked, and it's saved in by Wiesman. Wiesman will give the ball away, and now up the floor for Soski. Now it's Osceola looking for a lead here at the 5:50 mark after that block shot. Three-pointer on the way up and off the back iron. No good by Wiesman. Keller got the rebound for Sagan Hart, and we have a foul on Osceola. This foul on Courtney Sunday. Her first, and it's going to be Irish basketball. 5:40 to go, first quarter, 4-3, Sagan Hart. Delaney Witt up the left side to Wurtenberger, out in the corner. Now she will move the ball from the left to the right. Jessica now reverses left, throws over the top, underneath to Wurtenberger. Got it, missed the shot, got it back, puts it in, and is fouled. Wurtenberger staying with it. The foul will go on Rory Wiesman, her first, team foul number one. Lechtenberg with the bucket after the rebound, and now a three-point opportunity with the bonus free throw on the made shot. Sophomore sets, fires, and nothing but net. And the Irish lead it 7-3 now. To the front court we go with the basketball. Osceola has it. Osceola picks it up, now moving the ball to the right side. Emma Roberts to the right side again. Prasoski for three. It's up, too strong. Long rebound, out of bounds off of Osceola. Nobody grabbed it. The ball got away. I think Osceola thought maybe the Irish could touch it. They let it go. And Sagan Hart will get the basketball. Now, up the floor, it will be Delaney Witt walking it up here for Sagan Hart. Down in the corner being guarded very closely is Eichhoff. She went for a back door, and the pass by Wurtenberger is stolen away. So here comes Osceola down by four. 4:45 to go, first quarter, off the right side of the basketball now. Looking at three, Wiesman, no, doesn't take it. Pass the ball to the free throw line, jumper up, no good. Out of bounds off the miss by Courtney Sunday. The ball is out of bounds. And it will belong to Sacred Heart. First set of the game coming in here to the contest now. And into the game comes Sierra Bodine. Bodine into the ball game. Witt to the front, moving left. Pulls up, gives the ball to Keller at the top of the key. Underneath, bad pass to Wurtenberger, or rather to going the other way. Steal made, and up the floor we come. Three-pointer up, and a three-pointer is good. That shot put up and in by Emma Roberts, and the lead is now 7-6. 4:05 to go, quarter number one. Witt on the right side, reversion to the left. Big screen, and a push-foul called. And who's that going to be on? It was a very solid screen set by Gentry Lechtenberg. The foul is going to be called on Sierra Bodine, her first, team foul number two on Osceola. Sagan Hart brings McKinley Schull into the ball game halfway through the first quarter. She'll inbound the ball to Keller, now to her teammate, Gentry Lechtenberg, the sophomore, spins into the paint, out to Keller, off her hand, out of bounds. Third Irish turnover here in this first quarter. 7-6, the Irish have a one-point lead. 3:51 to go in the first period. Working the ball up to the front court, Rory Wiesman. Wiesman at the circle, at the midcourt, pass the ball off the left side to Roberts. Underneath they go, and the ball is taken away by Sacred Heart. Witt with the ball ahead now. Eichhoff drives around a defender, throws it up on the right side of the left hand. No, Keller the rebound, blocked out of bounds. Good job there by the Osceola defense to get that block. And now it will be Eichhoff to inbound the ball from the baseline. Lob it over the top. Lechtenberg with a catch in the paint. Spin move down the right side. Off the glass for two more. Five for Lechtenberg. The lead is now three for Sagan Hart. 9-6. And now up the floor. Here comes Osceola. Moving to the basket. Up and off the mark. Won't go. Rebound saved in. Good job. Tipped around and it ends up in the hands of Sierra Bodine. Bodine with the ball and it's going to be a foul on the Irish, called on Delaney Witt. That'll be the first foul on Sagan Hart. Wurtenberger back in the ball game now. Delaney Witt will sit down for the Irish here. And it's going to be Osceola ball right in front of the Irish bench. Sierra Bodine didn't inbound it. Senior will bring it in to Rory Wiesman. Wiesman up the floor, gets the ball away now to Sunday. Sunday hangs on to it, passes off the left side for Wiesman. Pass to the middle. Sunday leans and fires it up. It won't go. Rebound brought down by McKinley Scholl. Scholl ahead to Lechtenberg. She lost the ball. Keller runs into the Osceola girl who was going to go get that ball, and Macy wins the block there. And the Irish keep possession of the basketball with 2.5 to play in quarter number one. A lob in. Keller can't make the play. Rebound grabbed up by Courtney Sunday with the rebound. And the Irish clinging to a three-point lead now. Up the floor again. Rory Wiesman with the basketball. Takes it out on the left side. And come across the floor. Tried to get it to her teammate across here to Addison Tice. And the ball is deflected by the Irish. Rolls out of bounds here to the Irish bench, and now inbound it will be Sierra Bodine. 5'2" senior comes into the midcourt area to Wiesman. Sagar playing man-to-man defense. The ball goes to the left side of the floor, and a pass that is kicked, but who kicked it? It is going to be Osceola basketball on the far side of the floor, about halfway between midcourt and the baseline this time. Triggering will be Emma Roberts. There's a three-pointer in the ball game. Two threes for Osceola for their total of 6 points. And now to the front we go with the ball. It's Bodine. Pass down low and a block, but a foul. A block shot by Olivia Eichhoff, but a foul will be called, and that will be her first team foul number two on Sagan Hart. And at the free throw line now, it's going to be, I believe, I should turn around. We have one of those ponytail problems here. Osceola at the free throw line here, getting ready. I believe it's Tease. Up and got it. Yes. Addison Tice in the ball game, her first. Free throw is good. Keller comes out of the game. Delaney Witt back in for Sagan Hart. Osceola will counter in with Savannah Bodine again, checking in there for Courtney Sunday. Back up the floor to the free throw line we go. And once again at the line, Addison Tice, up and rattles and goes in. And it is 9-8, Sacred Heart. Osceola hanging in there. 1 point deficit right now. Sacred Heart with the ball up the floor. Delaney Witt, left hand dribble. Needs help. Gets the ball tipped away. The race is on. Scholl got her defender. Osceola fell on top of her. Lechtenberg comes out with a basketball and a foul called on Osceola. The foul will be called on Savannah Bodine. Her first team foul number three on the Bulldogs. Into the game again. Emerson Prasoski. Out of the contest comes Rory Wiesman. Minute 39 left in this one. 9-8 in the first quarter to go. Now drilling the ball up the floor will be Witt. This is a change for the Irish. It's normally Eichhoff at the point, but they're playing her so tight on defense, hard to get her the ball. Now Lechtenberg down the lane she goes, left hand, and off the glass, good, and a foul. I kind of got a little continuation with that one with the left hand. That foul, she got fouled before she got the ball elevated toward the basket, but not too much protesting by Osceola. The foul on Sierra Bodine is her second, team foul number four. Free throw for Lechtenberg, up and good. She's got 8 of the 12 for the Irish in this first quarter. 1:20 to play. Off the floor with the ball, Emerson Prasoski. Drill it off, there to travel, no call, tie. She drug her foot. And now the ball loose on the sideline, and it's picked up by Osceola. Get the ball to the middle to Bodine. That is Savannah Bodine. Well, there's only three Bodine girls on this varsity roster. Now a weave out top, Emma Roberts, to the left side to Sierra Bodine, guarded there by Shaw. And gets the ball away now to Savannah Bodine. She'll pass it off to Emerson Prasovsky. Moves on the right wing, back out to the top. 46 seconds to go in quarter number one now. And with the ball, Emerson Prasovsky. Right side, she moves toward the baseline, cut off there. Out top, and a foul on McKinley Shull. Fell down, slid into the back of the Osceola player. That'll be team foul number three on Sagan with 37 seconds to go in quarter number one. 12-8, Sagan Hart. Inbounding will be Sierra Bodine with it. Bodine gets it into Prasovsky. Prasovsky moves and now hands the ball off and traveling, getting the bucket, but Trout and maybe turning an ankle there is Emma Roberts. Third turnover against Osceola. Yeah, she turned her left ankle. She tried to come to a stop there, trying to walk that off. Shull comes out of the ball game for the Irish. Wurtenberger, Witch, Keller back in. Also in there is Eichhoff and Lechtenberg for Sagan Hart. Osceola will bring in Easton Kropach, a 6-foot sophomore. She'll go in there and play against Macy Keller underneath there. 26 seconds to go in the first quarter. The Irish have a 4-point advantage. Moving the ball will be Lechtenberg across now to Eichhoff. Backing up with the dribble with 15 on the clock. Moving left, she may not pass off. She hasn't been able to get the ball very often. And she's tripped and picked up. Taken away by Osceola. Down the lane, high off the glass. No good. And Osceola fans wanting a foul. Now we get one on the rebound. It's going to go into Osceola. Oh, my. Foul on the Bulldogs, Savannah Bodine. Her second and team foul number five on Osceola. 2.2 seconds to go. Delaney Witt will inbound the backcourt to Wurtenberger, and she'll fire it the length of the floor. After one, Sagan Hart 12, Osceola 8. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at the Rowe Activity Center, 12-8 in our Brewster game coming up. Second quarter action. The Irish up by 4. They have the ball to start the second period here tonight. 8 first quarter points for Gentry Lechtenberg for the Irish. Sophomore, more and more involved as the season goes. She is playing at a high level for Sacred Heart. She will trigger the ball in at midcourt, backcourt to Delaney Witt as they continue to just blanket Olivia Eichhoff on the defense. Now she gets the ball and she's guarded there by Bodine. That is Savannah Bodine. She keeps her hands on her everywhere she goes. It's on the verge of a foul. Here is a foul against Osceola. And this one is going to go against Courtney Sunday. Her first team foul number 6 as she was guarding Delaney Witt, the ball handler. And that's 17 fouls. And this one somewhere. Free throw for Delaney Witt is up and good. Delaney Witt is not the person you want to foul for Sacred Heart. Shooting on the season, what do we say, about 75% at the line. nails them both, and the Irish now find themselves with a six-point advantage here in quarter number two. To the front court with it, Rory Wiesman. Down the lane it goes, ball knocked away. Off the Irish, it will belong to Osceola underneath their own basket here. Triggering in from the baseline is going to be Rory Wiesman. Wiesman looks, comes into the far left corner there for Emma Roberts, and she's picked. Wurtenberger with the ball ahead to Lechtenberg. The run out with the left hand won't go. Wurtenberger, the follow, can't get it. Got it again. Wurtenberger, right side, missed it again. Lechtenberg got the rebound. Let's see what we got a call here on. Held ball, and that will go to Osceola. So the Irish lost. Well, they had three chances at the basket. Two of them were really good. And now it will be Osceola basketball, and Coach Luke Sato says, let's put just a little pressure on Wurtenberger. Down low, manning the middle for the Irish here on the defense. And heard a three-pointer from the top on the way up. No good by Savannah Bodine. The rebound is grabbed by Emma Roberts for Osceola. Take the ball out around the left side now. Hand it over there for Sosky. Tries to drive in on Witt. Leaves it back in the free throw circle for Savannah Bodine. Now over for Sosky again. They'll reset their offense right side. Faking the three, Wiesman back out to the top, and now Sunday for three, in and out won't go, and it'll be Wurtenberger to dump it out. She pushed the ball out of there to Keller. Inside, Lechtenberg around the defense, left hand won't go, got her own rebound. Follow won't go, and the rebound is grabbed up by Wiesman. So Lechtenberg with the miss, and now Osceola with the ball, down by six. Three-pointer up and down for Emma Roberts. Roberts with her second triple. It's now 14-11. Timeout Osceola. We're back in 30 seconds on TTNC.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
6:06 to go. Period number two. The Irish up 14-11 over a tough bunch of Bulldogs from Osceola so far in this ballgame. Of a chance to Brock, Bernie Davenport, Shickley, leading the Eagles after one, 13-8, 13-8 BDS over Johnson Brock in a battle of Eagles. Both teams 20-5 going into that D1 district final guy. 6:06 to play. It's Irish basketball. McKinley Scholl in for the Irish now. Sitting down will be Olivia Eichhoff. Bringing it up, Delaney Witt. As we said, this is a little different. The Irish moving with Witt at the point and Scholl being guarded so closely all game so far. Wurtenberger, free throw circle, out to Keller on the right wing. Back out to Delaney Witt underneath Wurtenberger. Double team, tough catch, got it, missed the shot, got it back, up and in. Wurtenberger with her fourth rebound all here in the quarter. Her second hoop, and the Irish are back up by five now. On the right side, now taking to the left side to Emma Roberts. Roberts pulls up, 16-footer in and out, won't go. Rebound, we've got a hold. Wurtenberger had position. Oh, a foul called on the Irish. Wurtenberger called for a hold on the rebound. I guess I was screened for that. I did not see that, I guess. Not quite sure what happened there. I saw Wurtenberger on the inside, and I saw her tangled up with an Osceola player. She was inside for the rebound. Here's a pass to the middle, and it's up too tall. Intended underneath there for Emma Roberts, and the ball goes out of bounds. Sagan Hart will take it on the turnover. 5-point advantage for the Irish. They have the ball. Back into the game, Olivia Eichhoffer, Delaney Witt. Crossover dribble down the lane. She goes right hand up and down. That's why they guard her so closely in this one. They've seen that on film, I'm sure. 18-11, the Irish plus 7, their biggest lead of the ball game. To the top of the key, Savannah Bodine gives the ball up now to Prasoski. Top of the key, Sunday passes up over to Emma Roberts. Roberts double teamed and reaching over, grabbing the ball is Lechtenberg, and a held ball will go to Sacred Heart. Just as good as a steal, sophomore continues to play well. She is, I hate to even bring this up, she has cut down so much on committing fouls from last year and especially early this year. Wurtenberger around the back over to Keller with the ball on the right wing. Inside it goes. Wurtenberger tripped, pushes the ball out of there. She hits the deck. We're going to have a foul on Osceola. Foul on Sierra Bodine. I've got her for three. And it is team foul number 8. Wurtenberger gets up slowly. Jessica shooting 1-1 here in this one. On the year, 73.6% free throw shooter in her career. She has a lot of free throw attempts. This one's up, this one's good. That gives her 5 points. Wurtenberger walking, it's a pretty hard fall there. She's made 256 career free throws now. That's second on the all-time list for the Sacred Heart girls. And now 257. And for the season, she's made 119 free throws. Now that's number one on the Sacred Heart list for a single season. Adding to it here tonight. The Irish lead is now 9, 20-11. Now we take the ball to the right side with it. Back in Emerson Prasoski. And now to the left side. Back in there also Rory Wiesman. Bounce pass across to Roberts. Roberts driving to the right side baseline. On a reach-in foul on, I think, yep, Gentry Lechtenberg. I told you I shouldn't have said that. She went around, tried to reach around in the back and knock the ball loose. Team foul number 5 on Sacred Heart. 4:15 left in this first half. Ball into the right corner. Addison Tice with it. Hands it off there to Wiesman. Back to right side, Emma Roberts. They use up their dribble quickly and then have to find somebody to pass to. Back over and a three ball on the way up. Short off the side by Emma Roberts. Rebound brought down by Lechtenberg. On the run the other way, 2-on-3. Goes across now to Scholl. 10-footer, right baseline, up and good. McKinley Scholl gives the Irish a double-digit lead by 11. Timeout Osceola with 3:42 to go in the half. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
.342 to go in the first half. Sacred Heart has stretched their 4-point lead after one quarter out to 11 now. Here in period number 2. Here come the Bulldogs up the front court. Throw the ball ahead to Roberts. She dropped it. Now has to get it away and goes to Wiesman. Rory Wiesman coming around to the right side. Gives the ball up there to Prasoski. Prasoski top of the key. Holds off the right side. She goes to Roberts. Three ball on the way around the rim. Won't go. Rebound brought down by Olivia Eichhoff of the Irish. Eichhoff at the top of the key. Starts right, reverses left, down the lane, left hand, it's up, it's good. Eichhoff with a couple of nice drives to the hoop has 6 points now in the lead, 13 for Sacred Heart. number one ranked team. Here's a three-pointer for Osceola, nothing but net. Courtney Sunday with a triple. 24-14, the lead down to 10. Bulldogs going to need some more of that. Get some open shots. Delaney Witt handling the ball into the paint. Out to Keller from 15, right side, around the rim, won't go. Kept alive, Lechtenberg with it. Up and good. Lechtenberg got the rebound after the scramble for it, and now has 10 points in the first half. 26-14, Sacred Heart. Skipped the ball over to Prasoski on the right side. Elbow, three-pointer, missed everything. The ball is trying to save it in there was Osceola. They threw it back, and it went right to Keller. Ahead to Eichhoff, and down the lane she goes. Again, she is just unstoppable on that drive to the hoop tonight. She's got 8 points, three of them on layup, just like that, working around defenders. Now give the ball up as the lead is up to 14 for the Irish. Biggest lead of the game now at 14. Three ball up around the rim, no good. McKinley Schull with a rebound off the miss there by Roberts. Schull with a rebound on the Irish of the front court underneath Lechtenberg. Underneath the bucket, had to try a little reverse, couldn't get it out of there, and now her shot blocked, and here comes Osceola with the ball with a minute 30 to go in the half, down by 14. Out top, give the ball down. Courtney Sunday driving in, lost it, and Delaney Witt ends up with the basketball, and for her trouble, she got ran into, knocked out of bounds by Courtney Sunday, who picked up her second foul. Team foul number, that's her third foul. That's the one I was missing earlier. So team foul number 9. Keller comes out of the ball game for the Irish. Wurtenberger is in there. Delaney Witt at the free throw line. 1-1, up and good. You know, she's saying her played 2 sub-district games here. And I forget what her numbers were. Like, one game was 13-14 at the line. She made them all the next time, too. She is 4-for-4 here tonight. She is on a roll at the free throw line. The Irish are up now by 16. To the front court, and Witt went for the steal. Empty, but Lechtenberg knocks it away. It goes to Eichhoff, and there she goes. Missed the layup. That time, the rebound, Osceola. We've got a foul. Well, it could have been a held ball. Instead, they call a foul on Lechtenberg, I believe. Yes, it is. Gentry picked up her second. That's team foul number 6 on Sagan Hart. That's her second. First Irish player with 2 fouls. She will come out of the game now. And in comes Daisy Witt, 5'4 freshman for Sacred Heart. Minute 5 to go in quarter number 2. The Irish with the lead up the floor. Give the ball away to Wiesman. Wiesman with it. Swing around out top. Over to Prasoski for 3. No. Rebound. Wurtenberger had it. That was knocked away. Prasoski with it. Gives it down the lane for Tice. Up. No. Blocked and taken away by Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger cuts to the middle of the floor. Free throw line stops there. They follow all the way near the mid-court. Now she'll hand it off to Delaney Witt. 30 seconds to go. Luke Sano for the Irish says, get one good shot. The Irish spread the floor out with it. Daisy Witt hands off to Delaney Witt. Delaney moving right. 14 on the clock. Starts to back in. She's picked clean. Stolen away by Emerson Prasoski. Now 5-6 on the clock. Excuse me. Up the floor quickly. A three-pointer on the way up. No good by Tice. And going down hard trying to get the rebound and lose her balance with Delaney Witt. Halftime score, Sacred Heart 30 and Osceola 14. Osceola held to 6 points in quarter number 2, and the Irish are hanging up 18. 30-14 in the district final. The winner of the state will be back with the Highland Community College halftime report coming up after this 2-minute break on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Since launching the new school savings program in late 2022, Frontier Bank in Falls City has had more than 100 students participate with nearly $5,000 in total deposits and almost $350 in first deposit matches by Frontier Bank. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch are designed for students in grades 3 through 5 to promote positive saving habits. Frontier Bank is proud to partner with local schools and be part of Falls City's community since 1880 with the tradition of personalized and local community banking. Online at frontier.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West and Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Halftime, the Rural Activity Center. Our halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College. It's close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Halftime score, Sacred Heart 30. The Osceola Bulldogs, 14, the number one ranked Irish, led by Gentry Lechtenberg in the first half with 10 points, 8 for Olivia Eichhoff, despite some really tough, sticky defense by Osceola. We've got 6 for Jessica Wurtenberger in the first half, 4 for Delaney Witt in the first half, all at the free throw line, and 2 more for McKinley Shull for the Irish total of 30 points. Sacred Heart went 6 for 6 at the line. In the second quarter, they are 8 for 8 at this point of the ball game. Gentry Lechtenberg with 2 fouls for Sacred Heart, nobody else with more than 1. For Osceola in the first half, they're led by Emma Roberts with 6 points and a couple of trays. Courtney Cindy with a triple. 3 points for Rory Wiesman in the first half and 2 for Addison Tice from the free throw line. Osceola does not have a 2-point basket at this point in this ball game, where there are a total of 14, 2 free throws and 4 triples in the first half tonight. Again, 30-14 are scored at halftime. Sacred Heart with the lead. Half of Johns tonight. Johnson Brock has come back and taken the lead, 24-18 over BDS after trailing 13-8 after one. And it is after one quarter at Elvin Murdoch. Owen Murdoch 11 and Sterling 5 in that gaming class D1 district finals. That's our halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College. Find out more about Highland Community College at highlandcc.edu. We'll take a 2-minute break. We'll check the weather. Be back with more second half action coming up on KTNC.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage, Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. and thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster goes the extra mile.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategies. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska's soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter. Partly cloudy skies tonight, a low around 15, a northwest wind around 5 miles an hour. Saturday, sunny, high near 48, a south-southwest wind of 5 to 15 miles an hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy, low around 27, a south-southwest wind around 10 miles an hour. A chance of rain on Sunday, high near 61. Rain and thunderstorms overnight Sunday night, low around 43. Even more rain falling on Monday, high near 55. Monday night, mostly clear, low around 25. Tuesday, sunny, high near 54. Tuesday night, mostly clear, low around 38. Wednesday, mostly sunny, high near 58. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 25 degrees.
I'm Chris McCorney, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with their healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission, getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're a community medical center, every day making a difference.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
SNC Southeast Nebraska Communications offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at halftime, the Rural Activity Center. Boy, it's a wild place tonight here. A full house. They're crowded in upstairs here along the rail and the balcony tonight, which is the first time all year I've seen that, and haven't seen it very often here at Sears. They built the Row Activity Center. Irish boys will be in the district finals next week, probably on Tuesday. Possibly at Kearney or Grand Island. We'll let you know more about that as we move along here through the weekend, hopefully. Sayard girls, they've only got one destination left. That's Lincoln, Nebraska, if they win this one tonight. And they're in good shape, up 16 at halftime. Osceola basketball, and the ball comes in to Rory Wiesman. No two-point basket so far for the Bulldogs. There's a three-pointer on the way up. Off the mark, short, no good by Prasovsky. Rebound grabbed up by Jessica Wurtenberger, her fifth of the game. She goes all the way to the paint. Fall away jumper off the glass. Up and good. Wurtenberger now with 8 in the ball game tonight, averaging 14.5 on the season. Here's Osceola to the front. A give inside. And a ball knocked away. Stolen by Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg with the steal. Up the floor to Eichhoff in the lane. Up, no. Rebound brought down. Grabbed up by Emma Roberts. So they come the other way. Now Osceola with the basketball. Now moving the ball to the front court with it to Prasovsky. Give it down the left side. In. And shot out of bounds. Blocked by Wurtenberger. As it was kind of pushed up there by Courtney Sunday. Didn't get much of a good look at it. Just kind of pushed the ball forward. And the Irish block it. So now inbounding will be Wiesman. Wiesman to the floor on the right side. Goes in there for Prasovsky. Rebound brought down by Delaney Witt. The play comes to the other end, and it's Eichhoff again to the hole, and she'll be fouled this time. Couldn't get the ball to go in. Foul will go on who? Oh, Savannah Bodine. Okay. Got my Bodines mixed up there. Her third, team foul number 1.5. Free throw on the way up and good for Olivia Eichhoff. Olivia now with 9 points in the ball game tonight. Getting ready for another free throw here. The Irish have made them all so far. Up and good again. They are 10-for-10 at the line in this ball game. Minute into the third quarter, the Irish are now up by 20, their biggest lead of the night. To the front court, Osceola with the basketball. Hanging on to it now, out on the far right side for Prasovsky. Prasovsky will hold. She'll bounce it back near side to Roberts. And now it goes Wiesman into the paint, back out, three ball on the way, up and down from Emerson Prasovsky, her first three-pointer. It's 34-17. Sagan Hart with the basketball to Olivia Eichhoff. Off the floor, round one defender, now backs up with the ball. Hands over the right side to Delaney Witt. Keller working the right side of the lane. Now comes up to the free throw line, down to Wurtenberger. They clear out, and two hops on the rim won't go. Lechtenberg the rebound, and traveling call instead of a held ball, which would have stayed on the Irish end. Lechtenberg with her fifth rebound of the ball game, and traveling on Sacred Heart. The ball comes in backcourt with the ball now. It will be to the front with Wiesman. Rory Wiesman passes off. Left side, and here's a steal by Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger up the lane. They come from behind. They knock it loose, but they can't come up with it. Jessica Wurtenberger with the steal. Into the game for Osceola. Again comes Addison Tice. She has 2 points in the ball game at the free throw line. Eichhoff to inbound the basketball now. Get it into Wurtenberger, back into Eichhoff, posted up on the block, turn around high off the glass, no, put a whistle and a push foul. We'll put her at the free throw line. Men's striped shirt coming this way. The foul will be called on, Savannah Bodine again. That's her fourth foul. And they'll put Olivia Eichhoff back the line to shoot two more. Senior gets set, fires, it's up, it's good. One more coming for her. So the Irish, starting five in the ball game, they were over visiting with Coach Luke Sando, a couple of them. Bodine out for Osceola. Replaced in the lineup now by Sierra Bodine. Free throw up and good. The Irish remain perfect. 12-for-12 at the line in this ball game is Sagan Hart. They lead by 19. Up the floor we go with the ball. Rory Wiesman with it. Off to Sierra Bodine. Swinging around the right side, faking a three and driving. Wiesman back out. Three-pointer on the way up. In and out. No good by Tice. Rebound brought down by Lechtenberg. She'll push it up the floor, down the lane, into a couple of defenders. Blocked and taken away. We've come the other way now. Osceola basketball. To the front court, run the right side. Get a ball away to Prasovsky. Bounce pass on the inside, and a two-point bucket. Their first two-pointer of the night for Addison Keys. Timeout called by Osceola. They're down 36-19. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc., at the American Family Insurance Office in Falls City or Auburn.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back here to the Row Activity Center. It is third quarter action. Earlier today, Layton defeated Parkview Christian to punch their ticket for the state tournament, so the number 8 ranked team in the state knocked out in Parkview Christian. Irish basketball, two timeouts left for Osceola in this ball game. To the front court, here comes Delaney Witt from the left to the right, keeping the dribble out to Macy Keller between the circles, left side Wartenberger, looking for Lechtenberg, who's posting up. Had a defender on her back. Keller from 17. Got it. Left elbow. Macy Keller with her first field goal of the night. And the lead is back to 19 for the Irish. Off the floor, left side, Sarah Podine. Pass tip by Wartenberger. It gets through to Sunday. Drives in. And a reach-in foul called. That's a shooting foul. Foul on Jessica Wartenberger will be her second. Her second foul of the ball game. First foul of the half on Sacred Heart. At the free throw line, Courtney Sunday. First one on the way up. Good. Should get another one here. Osceola in the first half went 2 for 2 at the line. Didn't shoot any in the second quarter. Now they're 1 for 1 here in the third. Ready, up, and got it again. So we've yet to miss a free throw in this ball game for either team. The lead is 17 for the Irish. 4:28 to go in the third quarter. Winner of the state tournament. Here's a three ball for Witt. New rebound brought down by Wartenberger. Put back, she is fouled. Cut underneath her, and she'll go to the line again. Foul on Addison Tice, her first, team foul number 3. So again, back the line goes Wartenberger to shoot some more free throws here. Senior ready, the free throw up is good. Wartenberger now with 9 points in the ball game tonight. Keeps adding to her career free throw made list. Up again, and good again. She's now 4 for 4 on the night. She's made 121 on the year. And she has attempted 163 on the year. That's getting close to the school record. 4:05 to go. Here's a three-pointer on the way up. No good by Prasoski. Follow-up, offensive rebound, no by Tice. Rebound to Wartenberger, her 6th of the ball game. The other end we go. Wartenberger drive in reverse layup. Won't go, and guess who just got fouled? And we'll go back to the free throw line. Wartenberger, 10 points. She'll be at the line. That foul again on Addison Tice. Tice is second. Team foul number 4 of the half. Wartenberger at the line. Free throw up and good. 3:46 to go. It's 41-21. That matches the biggest lead of the game for Sagan Hart at 20. Into the game is Easton Kropach, a 6-foot sophomore for Osceola. Free throw up and good. And the Irish made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They are 16-16 at the line now. They are having a heck of a night at the free throw line. Osceola, they haven't missed either, but they're only 4 for 4. Into the game, McKinley Shaw for Sacred Heart. Sitting down, Jessica Wartenberger. the right side of the basketball now. Rory Wiesman and a three-pointer up and good from the right side of the circle for Emma Roberts, her third of the ball game, and it's 42-24. To the front, the way Witt gets a screen off the shawl, lob it into Werkner to Lechtenberg. How did that ball come out? She got her own rebound. Now she's got three defenders around her, make it four. Now she's tackled from behind, and they say it's Osceola basketball. I'm not real sure how or why, but it is. It was a scramble for the basketball for sure. Gentry will not be happy with herself for missing that ball, missing that shot underneath the bucket like that. Delaney Witt comes out of the ball game. In comes Casey Witt for Sacred Heart. 3:03 to play in the third. The Irish up by 18. Johnson Brock was leading BDS in the halftime tonight up at Johnson. Here's a steal by Lechtenberg. She's off to the races the other way. Left hand layup, no, but she got pushed from behind. Will go to the line to shoot two, and again she's kind of chewing herself out for missing that layup, but she was pushed from behind. Mellon Roberts with the foul, her first team foul, number five. Lechtenberg at the line. She's had a couple of three-point plays tonight at the line. She makes this one. That gives her 11 points. She had eight in the first quarter. 2:50 to play in the third. The Irish up 43-24. Lechtenberg ready. It's up. And then a miss. Holy cow. Addison ties with the rebound. The Irish made their first, what did I say, 20 in a row? Not one that many. They made their first 17 in a row to start the game. Now they're 17 of 18 tonight. A long three from the top of the key is short, no good by Wiesman. And we've got a ball taken out of the air, a putback, and a bucket here. Foul on McKinley Shaw will be her second. Team foul number two of the half. And the basket was not good. Two free throws is on the way up, and no good. Shooting it, Emma Roberts. Emma with nine in the ballgame. That's the first free throw miss tonight for Osceola. Of course, they've only shot four coming into this period. Second free throw on the way up for Emma Roberts, a 5'9 junior. It's up and it's good. Osceola is a young team. They made the district finals last year against the Irish and lost. They've got only two seniors on this squad. And they don't start, either one of them. To the court with it. It's going to be Daisy Witt. Ball knocked away. She recovers. Now to McKinley Shull. 2:08 to go in the third. Timeout. Sacred Heart. Coach Luke Santa wants to knock it over. The Irish up 43-25. Back in 30 seconds on TPNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
2:06 to go in quarter number three here at the Rowe Activity Center tonight. The Irish with the lead over the Osceola Bulldogs. After three quarters, Johnson Brock leading Green Davenport Shickley 35-30, trying to get to the state tournament next week in D1. And Elmwood Murdoch leading Sterling at halftime 25-7. The Jets held without a field goal in the first half. That's amazing. Front court we go. Irish basketball. Delaney Witt back in there for the Irish, working the ball. Wurtenberger, Keller, DC Witt, and McKinley Shull. Down the lane goes Delaney Witt, and she'll be fouled. We'll go back to the free throw line, I believe, here. Foul on Addison Tice. Her third, team foul number six. And it's Delaney Witt back to the free throw line. Shooting two this time. It's up, and the Irish have missed two in a row now. Another streak going. Into the game, Emerson Prososki for the backfield of Bulldogs. Checking out Addison Tice. Free throw for Witt, up and good. One out of two gives her 5 points the ball game. It's 44-25, saving her by 19. Time running out here on Osceola with only a quarter to go and another minute 30 here in the third quarter. And it was 12-8 at the end of the first quarter. The Irish never trail into the game. And away we go with it. Sierra Bodine fires and banks it in for two. From inside, just beyond the free throw line, and it's 44-27. At the front, Wurtenberger sets the screen. Out to Keller between the circle now. Macy goes into Wurtenberger. Jessica back and down, right block, leans in off the glass, won't go, rebound tipped, and it ran down and controlled by Sierra Bodine. She'll get the ball away to Rory Wiesman. Wiesman coming up the floor, bounce pass off the right side, and unable to corral it is Sierra Bodine. Here comes Gentry Lechtenberg back in, and Olivia Eichhoff for the Irish as Scholl will sit, D.C. Witt will sit. Addison Tice comes in. Courtney Sunday comes back in for Osceola. Sierra Bodine will sit, and also Easton Kropetsch. Irish ball, backcourt, 45 seconds to go. Delaney Witt, free throw line, hands it off now to Eichhoff. Backing up with the dribble. Spins around, hands it off to Wurtenberger with 35 seconds to go. Little weave out top now, Jessica Wurtenberger spins around, dribbles over to Witt. Luke Santos says one shot. 26 seconds on the clock in the third quarter. Hand it off now to Jessica Wurtenberger with 20 seconds on the clock. The 1-4 here, Lechtenberg at the free throw line. Now she drops back down with 13 on the clock. Wurtenberger with the ball, 10 on the clock, moves around the screen, all the way to the hole, up, off the flat iron, won't go. Rebound, Lechtenberg can't get the follow shot. Osceola comes out, but they won't have anything to do with it. They can't get it extended far enough up the floor. After 3:40.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230.
We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at St. Arthur Activity Center, the Irish, 44-27, they have the lead. Sacred Heart, tonight, if they win, would be 'The Irish down the lane goes Olivia Eichhoff and can't connect that time on the inbound. And Osceola with the rebound. St. Hart up 17. In the paint, they lost the ball to the Bulldogs, but they control it. Handling it out there will be Rory Wiesman. Wiesman will give the ball off. Left side shot up. Emma Roberts, it won't go. Rebound to Delaney Witt. Witt up the floor with it. Backing out. St. Hart can maintain this advantage. They'll be headed back to the state tournament. They'll begin play next Thursday. 6 days away. With it. Wurtenberger. Down the lane. Left hand. It goes good. Jessica Wurtenberger has 14 right on her season average. 14 and a half here. And now to the front court comes Osceola, down 19 again for the Bulldogs. Emerson Prososki with it. Over to the right side for Emma Roberts. Going in, and Wurtenberger reaches in and steals it. Wurtenberger will bring it up herself. Kind of a do-it-all type of player for the Irish. Down the right side, big step, up short off the glass that time. Rebound to Wiesman. Wiesman to the front, through the circle, off the right side to Roberts. Roberts lobs it in, and tipped by Wurtenberger. Stolen, it goes to the Irish. To Keller, down the lane to Lechtenberg, up and good. 13 for her, and the assist to Wurtenberger. The lead is 21 for the Irish. They're tying their biggest lead of the ball game. 6:09 to go in the ball game. Out on the right side for three. It's short, no good. Put up there by Prososki. Rebound brought down by Delaney Witt. Delaney to the front court with the basketball. Moving over to the right. Now reverses to the left. Defender falls down, gives it back to Keller at the top of the key. Right side, Wurtenberger. Lechtenberg started. Now Wurtenberger for three. Up off the mark, too strong. Rebound to Osceola. To the front court. They go left side. Three ball for Emma Roberts. Good. Roberts on the left side has 13 in the game. And timeout called. With 5:28 to go, it's an 18-point advantage for the Irish. We're back in 30 seconds. On KTNC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
48-30, the Irish have the lead here in the fourth quarter. Trying to make it back to the state tournament for another year and run at a state title once again for Sacred Heart. Sacred Heart has been on a great run here, getting to the state tournament. This would be their 16th state tournament appearance and Luke Santos' 17th season as the Irish head coach if they hang on and win here in this ball game. All right, Delaney went to the front court for the Irish with the basketball. Sehart took the timeout. Now it's Keller, left side of the circle. McKinley's showing the game for Wurtenberger for the Irish at the moment. Delaney Witt, double-teamed. Count is on, gets underneath the show. Short on the jumper, got it back, missed it, and it's out of bounds, and a foul on Osceola. Who do they call this on? Foul on, Savannah Bodine, and that's number five on Savannah. Savannah Bodine fouls out with 4:59 to go for the 5'8 sophomore. So she'll come out of the contest here. Coach Brett Webster looking up and down the bench going, well, who do I put in there? Checking back into the ballgame will be Emma Roberts. Emma's a 5'9 junior. She starts. As I said, a very young Osceola team, second straight year in the district final, second straight year playing against Sacred Heart. The Irish used that as a springboard of a state championship last year. Hoping to do the same thing here tonight. Free throw is up and good. Second one is up and good. And the Irish now 20-22 at the line tonight. Well, if they keep on this free throw hot streak into the state tournament, now they're up by 20 again. That's a huge, huge advantage. Up the floor comes Osceola, and the ball's loose. It's picked up by Delaney Witt. We're going to have a held ball here. It'll stay with Osceola. Bulldogs basketball on the baseline underneath their own bucket. 4:43 left. inbounding will be Rory Wiesman. And a shot up, no good. And we come off, went off to a rebound, grabbed up by Sierra Bodine. Left side three-pointer is short, partially blocked by Macy Keller as it was put up there by Courtney Sunday. And what do we got here? Foul on Osceola. Addison Tice called for the foul here. That'll be her fourth foul. Team foul number 8 on Sagart. And that puts Delaney Witt at the line to shoot 1-1. Up. Good. She's about the last person you want to put on the line for Sagart, although the night didn't really make any difference. No matter who you put there, they're going to knock them down the way it looks. Second on the way for the Irish senior. Up and good. Well, we know one thing. The Irish senior girls are playing their final home game at the rack here tonight. Next game will be in Lincoln, either at PBA or Devaney, I forget which. And the Irish would be the number one seed if they hold on here. Now they're up by 22. Shot up in the paint, no good. Rebound grabbed up by McKinley Shaw. Her bounce pass stolen back by Osceola, and a foul on Sagart on McKinley Shaw trying to get that ball back. Team foul number 3 of the half on Sacred Heart. So inbound on the baseline, Rory Wiesman looking. They got to go for the lob out top. They get it out of there to Savannah Bodine. Over the left side, three-pointer for Roberts. No. Rebound, Hycock. Olivia will give it up to Delaney Witt. Now they're back to guarding Olivia Hycock. I mean, just all over. I mean, constantly face to face. She gets away. She gets the ball. Left hand back over her head a little bit. She's too far under the basket. Hit the bottom of the rim. It comes down to Osceola and now into the hands of Wiesman. Wiesman over the right side. Sierra Bodine will hold it. Sierra drives. Bounce pass and a layup is up and good for Addison Tice. Tice has got 6. And we're going to change players here. So they call a timeout to make a change. Wurtenberger back in for the Irish. So wherever, it's funny to watch, not if you're Olivia Eichhoff, but watch it from up here. Wherever she goes, even when the ball's out of bounds, this defensive player is just standing there staring. If you just go over talk to Luke Santa, the girl went with her on the defense, not getting more than a foot away from her. Lechtenberg with the basketball down the lane, up and good as she kind of scoops that one up and in. 15 for Lechtenberg. This, if you were listening a few years ago, a team, I think it was Ogallala, did this to Auburn's Cam Binder in one of the, I think in the championship game, where they just played him face to face the whole game, maybe the semifinal, I can't remember. But it had to be a frustrating way to play that day. And now tonight for Olivia, probably. Here's a short shot from the right side by Elizabeth Hoffman. Won't go. Rebound brought down by Shaw. That's her fifth. She'll bring it to the front court and give it to Eichhoff. Sacred Heart boys section down here. The fans getting into it. Take the ball out. Lechtenberg with it. Here comes a whole bunch of new players up for the Irish bench. They're up by 22. Their biggest lead of the game, and Lechtenberg throws up no, and she got fouled, and she'll go back to the line to shoot 2 more. Foul on Rory Wiesman, her second, team foul number 9. And it'll be Gentry Lechtenberg line, 1, 2, 3 out of 4, 3 out of 5 now. She's missed that one. Here comes Daisy Witt back into the ball game for the Irish. Sadie Tizzle, a sophomore, checking in for Sacred Heart. Avery Sano, a 5'5 freshman, checking in. And Jocelyn Oberdeen, a 5'8 sophomore. Having to stay in there to shoot the free throw is Lechtenberg. If she makes it, she's out of there. Osceola also making changes. The free throw is good, and Lechtenberg will check out of the ballgame with 16 points. 14 for Wurtenberger. 7 for Delaney Witt. 12 for Olivia Eichhoff. Shaw with 4. to the front court. Now the basketball, Osceola will check their players as they get in there. Elizabeth Hoffman stayed in. She's got the ball. Hands it off now to Cameron Peterson, 5'6", freshman. She'll give it to Jana Roberts, a 5'4", sophomore. Roberts, the free throw circle, hands it off there to Cameron Peterson again. She'll fire a three up on the rim. No good. Rebound brought down by Overdeen. She'll get it out of there now. Coming up the court, Sadie Tisdall. Tisdall all the way to the half basket, and she got fouled with a minute 41 to go. Tisdall will go to the line. Also in for Sacred Heart is Shaylee Schmidt, the 5'7 freshman. Foul on Jenna Roberts, her first. Team foul number 10. Free throw up, and two hops on the rim won't go for Sadie Tisdall. Lead is 23-55-32. 1:41 to go. Up and good. So the Irish, well in command here, leading 56-32. To the front court. Janet Roberts with it. Dishes off, and now a three-pointer on the way. Up too strong, no good by Mellon Roberts. Osceola rebound, shot blocked by Daisy Wood, is put up there by Hoffman. And now it will be Tisdall to the front court for Sacred Heart with the dribble. Right side moving left, floater off the glass and got it to go. Sadie Tisdall now with three already, and it's 58-32, and the lead is 26 for the Irish. To the front court we go on the right side. 1 minute to go, and now here is a drive. Pass across the lane. It's going to be handled by Jana Roberts. Back out top. Cameron Peterson for three off the rim. Won't go. Rebound to Tisdall. Sadie on the run. Looking. Slows it down. And now it's more Irish players coming off the bench here. Tisdall down the right side. Up. It won't go this time. Rebound. Tisdall was out of bounds. She ended up with the ball, but she had not reestablished his presence on the floor. Sadie Hart brings in Shay Delosi. Delosi, a 5'8 freshman. Also checking in for the Irish now will be Ellie Falk, a 5'8 junior. So Tisdall sits down with 3 points off the bench in a hurry. Just 25 seconds left in this one. Up the floor, Sierra Bodine, taken away by Jocelyn Overdeen. Get it away now to Shaylee Schmidt, to Avery Sando. In the paint, pass out right side, Falk, both feet on the three-point line, short, no good. Rebound brought down by Osceola with 7 on the clock. Your final score will be Fall City Sacred Heart, 58. Three ball on the way, no, 32 for Osceola, 58-32. Your final score, Sacred Heart, 24-3. They'll head back to the state tournament next Thursday as the number one seed in Class D2. We'll take a 2 minute timeout. Be back on KTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Frontier Bank, proud to partner with local schools and be part of the Falls City community since 1880. With a tradition of personalized and local community banking now and into the future. In addition to the new school savings programs, the SCORE School Support Program has resulted in local Frontier Bank officers presenting over $900 to Sacred Heart and nearly $1,900 to Falls City Public Schools for achieving academic and athletic goals. Frontier Bank, online at frontier.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West and Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back here to the Rural Activity Center, where the presentation of the district championship trophy has been made to the Sacred Heart girls. Now the picture taking is underway down there under the basket. This is pretty much old hat for Sacred Heart. Coach Luke Santo, 17th season, 16th trip to the state tournament for the Irish in that time. It's just really, really impressive record for Coach Santo and the Sacred Heart girls basketball program here at Sacred Heart. They won the championship last year, second the year before, third the year before that, second, and back-to-back championships the 2 years prior to that. They've just been on a roll at the state. Let's check the scoring in the ball game tonight. For Osceola, they are led by Emma Roberts, who had 13 points in the ball game. Addison Tice had 6. Courtney Sunday had 5. 3 for Rory Wiesman. 3 for Emerson Krasowski. And 2 for Sierra Bodine. For their total of 32 in the ball game, they went 5 out of 6 at the free throw line. Coach Luke Santa is making his way up here. We'll talk to him here in just a minute or so. For Sacred Heart tonight, the leading scorer in the ball game is Gentry Lechtenberg with 16 points tonight. Jessica Wurtenberger had 14 tonight, a dozen for Olivia Eichhoff, despite a big defensive effort by Osceola. McKinley Scholl had 4, 3 points for Sadie Tisdall off the bench. And Delaney Witt had 7 tonight, and Macy Keller had 2 in tonight's ballgame for Sacred Heart. So good all-around effort by the Irish tonight all the way around. Coach Luke Santa joined us. Coach, congratulations.
Thanks, John. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we do. Okay. Very fine. Hopefully you can hear me. Wow, what crowd.
Huge crowd. I mean, it feels weird, you know, having sub-districts here last weekend, you know, getting to host the district final. That's quite a reward, but, yeah, great crowd tonight. So to get to Lincoln and not leave Falls City for postseason,
It wasn't really easy early, 12-8 at the end of the first quarter. Boy, that second quarter, 18-6, that's the kind of run you guys have been on.
Right.
Never look back.
I think we just kind of settled down there. I mean, Osceola is good. I mean, we played them last year. We thought they were improved from last year. Their defense kind of caused us some trouble. They're quick. But I just feel like there's times where we're just not as sharp as we need to be. Felt like we missed a ton of layups tonight. Just uncontested, some contested. But when we go back to stat, I felt like we lost. I mean, we scored 58. Don't get me wrong, but I felt like we left a lot of points out there.
Well, you're sharp at the free throw line. You made your first 17. 24 for 28, and it's been that way now for a while.
Yeah, last few weeks we've really done a good job of getting the line. We thought that could be a possibility tonight. Osceola gets out, and they pressure. You know, they want to get up India, and we said we just got to be strong with the ball and attack, and we thought we could get to the line. But, yeah, I don't want to jinx it, but the girls have been shooting them well.
What were they doing defensively to Olivia tonight?
Well, I mean, they play man, but we just call it no catch. They were pretty much just somebody face guarding her all the time. They didn't want her to catch it, you know, and run our offense. And after the game, I mean, their coach said that they really liked her and they wanted to take her away, so they did a good job of that. She got free a couple times in transition, but the other girls did a good job of scoring it.
The key in that is not getting frustrated, right?
That's tough. I mean, we've seen some junk or some form of that before. They've done it to Jessica before. They've done it to Olivia. So we've seen it. We feel like we're better prepared than we've been in the past for it, but they did a good job of adjusting.
So this is old hat. This is your 17th year. This is the 16th year of the state tournament. What happened that one year? What the heck went on? What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Slacking, I guess. This ain't easy. I'll say that. It's hard, but it's happy for the girls.
And nobody realizes. It's like she's spending there talking about, hey, these are the golden years for us. Well, you've been in the golden years for a while, but never gets old. It's just, it's amazing run.
Well, thank you. But, yeah, it never gets old. But, yeah, again, it's just hard. And you're just grateful. You know, we've been fortunate that we've had a lot of talented girls. And I think you saw that tonight. I mean, we had All-Staters last year. But, I mean, look at our seniors. You got Olivia, Jess. Jessica was sick today. I mean, she was throwing up. But she got it out up there. But, you know, Macy and Delaney have really accepted their roles. Gentry's playing really well right now. Kimley Scholl hit a couple shots. So, you know, you can't do this if you don't have girls. So we've been really fortunate.
Well, and McKinley has only been playing 3 weeks.
Right.
I mean, he's not mid-season form yet, I'm sure.
No, I mean, some of his conditioning, and she's still shaky on kind of what we're doing at times. But she's so athletic, you know, just get out there and guard and run, you know, and knock down a shot down here or here or there. And, you know, that's kind of her role, but I thought she played well tonight.
This one's going to make you feel well and feel good, too. Johnson Brock beat BDS tonight, 48-38. They're going to D1.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like our schedule, you know, does a good job of getting us prepared for games like this. You know, Johnson BDS, Sterling and Elvin Murdoch were playing, you know. So it's good to see those teams that we play keep advancing. But I feel like our schedule really does get us ready for postseason play.
And it's our favorite old 9 a.m. game next Thursday.
It looks like it. You know, we should be the one seed, so 9 a.m. at Bob Devaney, right? So no high schools anymore. So, you know, we'll see. There's still some games going on, so we'll see how that shakes out. I know Layton beat Parkview, so if that holds, you know, Layton could come in at the 8th seed. So we'll have to see how that works. I don't know.
All right. Coach, I see a whole bunch of people down here that probably want to talk to you. So you're welcome to stay up here away from everybody if you want to. But otherwise, you better get down here and take all your congratulations.
All right.
Luke, great job as usual. We'll see you in Lincoln next week.
Thank you, John.
That's our coach, Luke Santa. Luke, thank you for taking time to visit with us. And the Irish win it tonight by a final score of 58-32. Also, as we told you there, if you missed it, Johnson Brock is going to the state tournament. The Johnson Brock girls beat BDS 48-38, so they will play Wednesday in Class D1 of the state tournament. Sagar will play Thursday at 9 a.m. in the state tournament first-round game. And we're crossing our fingers for the Sterling Jets, but they are down to Elmwood Murdoch in that ball game tonight. They were down at halftime 25-7. They got a big hill to climb to get that game won. Well, that will wrap it up tonight for high school basketball cover. Congratulations to St. Art Irish girls for making it back to the state tournament once again. 58-32 is the final score. Also, the Johnson Brock Eagles, they made it in D1. We'll cover both teams at state next week in the girls' state tournament. Now, coming up Monday and Tuesday, we believe, boys' district action. We know Auburn is in the district final. In C1, we know Johnson Brock is in the district final. In D1, and we're pretty sure that game is Monday night, Sagan Hart is in the D2 district finals. That's probably, this is not official, but it looks like Tuesday, and possibly Planet either maybe somewhere like Kearney or Grand Island. So we'll let you know more about that as we go through next week. But that's the plan. We'll let you know all of it as soon as we can get them straightened out, where we're going to be and when on KTNC and on sister station Sunny 101.3. So for our studio engineer, Aaron Wisdom, I'm John Nixon. Good night, everybody, from the rack.